And the man who's going to find all the winners for us is Wayne Harris. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone.
Now, as you said from Dave, just a beautiful day. Perfect conditions here today.
Yeah, just into the soft range. We haven't had much breeze here to sort of, not, yeah, as you know, wind normally dries the tracks out a bit, but just been really nice weather. And as Dave said, we get a few dews around here and they don't sort of lift till late. So, yeah, anyway, well, not big fields here today, but pretty competitive racing, I think.
All right, now the first day today, maiden over 1,200. Now we've got a full field, 3 El Venetians, 220, number 2 Dream I Can, 340, 6 Special Missile at 4, now 4 Moki is $12, 1 Cambridge Don, 15, number 5 Pure Rebel, 16, 8 Titan S, 34, and number 7 Dress Rehearsal, 101.
Most races today, Sean, there looks to be 2 or 3 very good chances in the race, and you can go one way or the other. In the first race here, I've got numbers 2, 3, 6, and 4. I went with Dream I Can. Ronnie Quinton's got his team really up and flying at the moment. Now, this horse, he's been placed his past 2 starts at Canterbury, and they've been very, very good runs. He's just been beaten probably by a better horse on each occasion. So he deserves a change of luck. Bit of an awkward draw for him, but I think he's the one to beat. El Venetian, on the other hand, he's drawn the fence. He's got Rachel King's claim there. You know, the Waterhouse Bot horse is always so fit. Now, he's had 2 runs back from a spell now. He looks the leader in the race from barrier one. He's going to be very, very hard to run down. Just found one to beat last start there at Gosford when he looked the winner too. So I think they'll fight out the finish. Of the others, we'll throw in number 6, Special Missile. He's a horse that's resuming from a spell here. Did show good potential last preparation. I thought his trials were quite good leading into this. So if there's a blowout, it would be him. And I thought number 4, Moki. It's been placed his 2 most recent runs. I think it's been looking for this 1,200 metres that gets here today too. So only a fairly small field here. It'll be very competitive for me, 2, 3, 6, 4.
Yeah, Mikey didn't have a lot of luck last start. Was never really on the track, was it?
No, got crowded at the start too, Sean.
Yeah.
Got back probably further than they really wanted to. So his horse, as I say, could be an improver there.
Yeah, too right. Now, the next event, and this is got Scratchings, 1 Poetic Charmer, 7 Momentum to Win, and 12 Indie Showgirl. Now, this is the 2-year-old maiden, number 4, Hualalai, is $2.40, 2 Siam, $3.40, 10 Kissing Game, $5.50, 9 Patriot, $7.50, 11 Touch of Mink at $8, number 6, Colonel Jackson, $23, 3 High Dude, $26, 5 Ice Emperor, $41, Number 8, Mandalong pins 126.
It's a pretty intriguing race here. The two favourites are drawn together here. I went 2, 4, 9 and 10. Siam, one of the good Godolphin runners here today. Darren's got some nice runners. Now, he's 2 runs back from a spell. His first up third was on a very heavy track at Randwick. Then he went to Rose Hill and was just behind the place getters there, and he didn't have a great deal of luck. I thought he had a bit of a checkered run there, and he's doing his best work at the finish. So good luck today and a good draw. Luck in running. He's going to be very hard to beat. But Hualalai, now, every time he's gone around, he's been very well supported. So he's obviously got a lot of ability. Another one from the Waterhouse Bot camp. He's got the inside draw. He's an on-pace runner in his 2 career runs. Now, his 2 trials leading to this, he's been ridden back, and he's really, really found the line well. So I don't know how he'll be ridden here today, but he's obviously come back in good style this prep. So one of those 2 will win the race, I think. Then we go down another 9, Patriot. He's 2 runs, I must say, they've been even, but he is very hard fit. And number 10, Kissing Game's got the awful draw here, but he was a bit green on debut. It will improve from that race experience. I like this run at Canterbury. It's just kept coming and coming. It was, didn't seem to know what the game was about, but it kept finding a line. A bit of an awkward draw for it there, though, with a couple of horses that look like they do most things right. Tricky race, though. 2, 4, 9, 10.
Well, there's another one there probably. I reckon improved last start. Touch of Mink, Matty Smith's horse as well, with Jay Ford on board. Wasn't a bad run last start either.
Well, that's right. It's only very lightly raced.
Yeah.
Just behind the place getters there at Canterbury. So if he's just behind Kissing Game there, and I thought Kissing Game, not saying it threw the race away, but probably should have finished a little bit further in front of Touch of Mink. But as you say, it could be an improver.
And it's one of those tricky races, Wayne, isn't it? Third event, we pull out 1 Grimoire, number 2 Montreal, 4 Zwalu, and 11 Black Platinum. Now 5 Banuelo is $3.20, 6 Moccasin Miss $3.40, number 3 Spring Creek Star 4 even, 9 Too Fast for Love at $5, 7 My Surfer Girl $7, 8 Arrows Destiny $23, and number 10 Kyneton is $41.
I think Scratching's really knocked this race, Sean. I think 3 of my tips and my 4 come out there, so I've had to rearrange them. I've gone this way, 6, 5, 7, and 3. I thought number 6, Moccasin Miss. She showed a little bit of form last preparation, and she come back and was a very good winner there at Wyong. And she helps herself. She's an on-pace runner. She got a bit of an awkward draw, but she'll slide forward there. Another good ride for Rachel King. And I think Gary Patelli's Phillies, I think she's found the right race here today. So I've got her on top. The Godolphin Philly Benuelo, she's had the two runs back from a spell. She looked the winner, was run down late there at Gosford. So she'll be the part again there today. She's going to be very, very hard to beat, you would think. Of the others, I've thrown in number seven, My Surfer Girl. She's only very lightly raced. Last prep, she showed a fair bit of promise. And she probably needed the run first up there at Kembla behind Wild Ava. And I thought she held her ground quite well there. She could jump out of the ground, be a big improver. And number three, Spring Creek Star. It's very consistent prior to its last start, disappointing run. It's had a 40-day freshen up and a gear change, and it might be an improver there, Shawnee. But I found it hard race to try to line up again. 6, 5, 7, and 3.
And Gary Portelli, if they run a place that they're going to be today, basically get him over the $5 million mark in prize money for the season, which is a fantastic effort.
I wonder if he'll shout.
Well, I hope he will now we've mentioned it. That's the only reason I did. What he did. We weren't giving him a rap. It's a terrific effort. It really is. Good on you, Gary. Now, the fourth today, the Maiden, 1,300. Now, 5, Titaness. 6, Holly Mount Star come out. 1, Street Pursuit is 230. 2, Damed is 370. 4, Striving to Win, 460. 3, Envieux, $6. 7, Sports Tycoon, 11. And number 8, Treasured Art, $18 pop.
I've gone 1, 3, 4, 2. Gone with the Waterhouse Bot Runner, Street Pursuit, from the inside draw. Fox Par rides. Taking the blinkers off and put a cross noseband on him today. They're just trying different things with him. He's had the two career runs. Last prep, he was very ordinary on debut. I think he might have problems after that. He was turned out. He came back, trialled all right, went to Gosford. He got back probably further than what you normally see their horses get back, and he hit the line quite strongly. Since then, he's gone back and won a trial, so I think he'd be well primed to hear from Barrier 1. I think he's found a race that he can win, Sean. On Vier is number 3. This filly ran a nice race on debut recently. It was quite a strong maiden here at Kembla. And she's got a mid-draw here today, but that was quite a good run. It was a game effort. I thought she kept finding on the line. So if she's improved from that run, she could be hard to beat. Number 4, Striving to Win, hasn't really finished races off of late. It's from a good camp, the Team Snowden camp. So, you know, it'll turn up fit there today. If it's going to do something, it'll be today. And all of the others, Demed, number 2, he's had a stable change. And his only run, or her only run, I should say, was back at Hawkesbury back in December and was quite good. So two trials to ready here today and a couple of gear changes. So just watch the market with number 2, Demed. So I've got 1, 3, 4, and 2.
They're often tricky little races, these ones, where you've only got 5 or 6 runners, aren't they? It just depends on the way, the tempo and the pattern.
And, Sean, a couple of these horses only, as you say, lightly raced.
Yeah.
You don't know where they're going to get to in the run. So you know the Waterhouse Spot horses, they'll pursue a front position. And, as I said, this horse got back probably too far the other day, and he did hit the line okay.
And even the horse Gary Nixon's Treasured Art the other day covered a fair bit of ground and ran home nicely into fourth, even though I think it was at Cessnock. So it just depends on the way the race is run. Often you can get a blowout in some of those.
Well, it's got a good draw there, mate, so it's in a spot to get a good run.
Now, the fifth today, the benchmark 65, 1,300. We pull out 3, El Cid, 5, Love Me Baby, 8, Safi's Image, and number 14, Tark Red. Now, 11, Seventh Chic is $5, 12, Lani Girl, $6, 15, The Bar, $6.50, 7, No Interest, $8, 9, Wings is $10, number 6, Alert by C12, along with 13, Shanaki, 10, Giant's Daughter, $13, 17, Super Superior, or Centro Superior, $13, number 4, Pelothronius, $16 for Pelothronius. 1, Slick Speed, $17. So too is 2, Captain Mannering. And also 16, Midnight Ride. $5 the field here, Wayne. This is an open betting race.
And Dead Set Gold Bike, if you get the winner, will get the trifecta of first 4. I've changed my numbers 6 times, Sean. I'm very, very confused, boy, I can tell you. Okay, let's have a go at them. I've gone 16, 9... 15 and 2.
Gee.
Gone right down the bottom here with number 16. Grendon Markle's got a good hand here with 3 runners in the race. And Midnight Ride, I thought he comes into the race in, probably well at the weights. I just thought the way he finished his race off the other day, he's going to be pretty hard to beat. His form before that was on very, very wet tracks. And there was a bit of an inkling that he mightn't have handled the good track the other day, but he did that quite well. So early doors, I've gone that way. I've switched him around quite a few times, Sean, as I can say. Number 9, Wings. Very, very honest mare. He's come back this preparation. Tash Burley's had a bit of a run with her horse,
yeah,
too. Bit of an awkward draw. Good third at Warwick Farm last start. And you know she always brings her form to the races. She's run very well here at Kembla quite a few times too. So I've got her in there. Of the others, probably number 15, The Bar, another Godolphin runner. Only lightly raced, only coming out of a maiden win last start, but I thought was very, very determined from this filly. So from a good draw, she should run well. And what did I throw in there? Probably number 2, Captain Mannering. His run the other day, he had to be seen to be believed. He was off for 570 days, and he flew home to just be beaten behind the place getters. That is a hard act to probably follow, but if he can follow that up, I know he's got an awful draw there, but you're going to get a bit of value with him. I could easily change my numbers coming to the race, Sean, but I've gone 16, 9, 15 and 2.
And you've got a stack of them first up as well, which makes it trickier. You've got the You've got the one that Jason Collett's on, got blocked for a run the other day, no interest, about 100 metres. That wasn't beaten much as well. There's a whole heap of wild cards in this.
Well, mate, Gwenda's other horse, Alert by Sea. Now, she's got an awkward draw too, but she ran better time than her stablemate Midnight Ride the other day on the same day at the same distance. So, I could easily change and put it in. And what was the other one that I thought had a good chance there was Lani Girl.
Yeah. But,
she has gone well fresh before, very talented mare. It's just a never-ending story there, I think.
Well, Tash Burley got a winner yesterday at Goulburn, yep. And she was quite keen on wings today as well, so she was enthusiastic about it. Yeah. Now, the 6th, the Class 2, 1,500, number 3, the Reverend Demon out. Now, 1, Torbenhau, 2 even, 5, Laszlo, 440, 6, Xing Chang, $6, 4, Local Affair, 650, 7, Elawira, 750, and number 2, La Corbett, $23.
Oh, he looks a good thing, Torpenhouse, Sean, really. 1, 5, 7, and 4. Another one from the Godolphin camp. Sound like a crack record, don't we? He said that one run back from a spell at Rose Hill, and it was a pretty strong race, too. He got back and never really had real luck. He was wide. Started favourite on that occasion, too, so he must have been going okay. He was starting to make a bit of ground. He got squeezed between horses halfway up the straight, so beaten just over 2.5 lengths in a pretty good race there. And he's dropping back to a Class 2 here. Had good form last prep too, and I just think his horse shows a fair bit of promise. He's got the big weight here, but Jean Van Overmeer takes off the 3 kilos, so it brings him down. He just looks a good thing with luck and running, I think. All of the others, I expect number 5, Laszlo, to run better here. I know Kristen Buchanan's always had a good opinion of this horse, and he could be an improver here. His runs have probably been better than they've looked on paper, and he finds a race with not a great deal of form in it that he might be able to show up. Of the others, number 7, Allura. Now, this mare's racing in great form at the moment. She tries very, very hard, so I'm sure she can run well again. And the other one I'm throwing is number 4, Local Affair. Was very well supported to be favourite of Gosford last start. And I just thought that was a better run, this preparation, but the quality of the field there, I'm not quite sure of, but might be just starting to hit a little bit of form, this fella. So 1, 5, 7, and 4.
And Jean Van Overmeer's riding well, isn't he, Wayne? 3 kilo boy, and he's ridden about 7 winners out of his last 50.
Yeah, he rides well. He looks strong, and they're great value at the provincials with that sort of claim, Sean.
Too right.
Obviously, for Darren to take notes of him, put him on today, he must have impressed him.
Yeah, too right. Now, full field in race 7. This is the last 1,500-metre maiden. Now, number 9, Evanescence, is $2.30, just ahead of 10, 4 net at 2.40. Then a huge gap to 2, Celebrator at 15, 6, Celestial Choice, 15. 5, Mozart's Work, 18. 7, Drop the Hammer, 19. 3, Delacroix, 21. 8, Elite Label, 23. 11, Miss American Cods, 23. Then we go to 12, The Intern, at 26. 4, Mateship, 81. And 1, Aussie Abu, $151. Is it a race in 2, or is there a smoky there, you reckon, Wayne?
Oh, no, I agree with you. I think it's a race in 2, but you know what happens when we put that set in stone. Yeah. I've gone 10, 9, 2, and 8, Sean. 4 net. The penny just hasn't dropped with her. She's a filly that gets back out of her comfort zone and really flies home. Now, last start here at Kembla, her run had to be seen to be believed. They ran her in a benchmark 60 for fillies and mares, and she was back to Ayaki. And after jumping very slowly, got into all the trouble in the world. And tell you what, she really finished off well to be beaten 2.5 lengths behind horses like Alert by Sea and Flame of Love and horses of that calibre. Before that was a very good second at Wyong when it was finishing off behind Moccasin Miss. So if Moccasin Miss can win earlier in the day here, this probably cranks her form. But I think the big plus, Gerald Ryan's found a 1,500-metre race and he's thrown on Blake Shin. I think if she brings her A-grade game here today, she can win. But she'll have to be on a on a best grade going to beat number 9 Everness from the Godolphin camp. She's only lightly raced. She's only had the 2 career runs, and the first up run recently at Newcastle, she was doing her best work on the line over 1,400 metres. So she gets an extra 100 metres here today, and she looks pretty tractable too. So she'll be doing everything right with Fournay. Well, you just got to hope that she brings her best game here. Then I think it's a bit of a break to Celebrator. Very good run on debut recently at Hawkesbury. Ran on nicely there, but I just don't know the quality of that field. But as a horse, it looks like it's got a little bit of ability. And in that same race, I think it was a number 8 Elite Label, is a horse that finished just behind the place and didn't get a real lot of luck. So I think if he'd have got a break there down the running, he would have been in the placings. So for me, in the last 10, 9, 2 and 8, Sean.
In a few of them, only lightly raced, they can improve from that one run to the next, can't they, Wayne?
They can, mate. Horse like Drop the Hammer, number 7, John Thompson's horse.
Yeah.
And his other one, Miss American Cotton, wasn't a real bad run. I know it ran last at Hawkesbury, but it's only been 3.5 lengths. So it's one of those races, Sean, but I do think the 2 favourites have probably got it, and whichever one of them, has luck in running probably wins the race.
All right. Now, any standouts here today, Wayne? Anything really catch your eye that you like?
Mate, I'll give him Darren a good day. He needs my support, I know. I've gone race 2, number 2, Cyan, and he's going to be too short, but race 6, number 1, Torpenhow. I think he's found his race today, Sean, but maybe you want to have a bit of a roll-up with him or something like that.
Yeah. Now, I'll get your quaddy numbers for the quaddy, so for people having a quaddy there, they can get stuck into these today.
I've done something a little bit strange here, okay? Let's just try to keep the numbers down and the money down. Race 4, I've got numbers 1 and 3. And race 5, the lottery race, I've thrown in 5 numbers there. 16, 9, 15, 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, race 6, numbers 1 and 5. And race 7, 10 and 9. That won't load up to too much. So I might have even missed the winner in race 5. That is just a lottery race.
And it's one of those situations like the last. If either of the shorties go down, you're going to get value, aren't you? Because the rest
of the
field are huge odds.
I've only thrown the 2 in there, so I'm hoping for the shorties.
All right. Good on you. Have a great day there, Wayne, at Kembla Grange today.
Thanks, Sean.